Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Well, how do we start this? It's been so long.
I don't even know what we're doing here. I've been in this Zoom for like 2 months waiting for you guys. Where have you been?
Hey, that's why I kept getting notifications.
Yeah, that's why I've missed all those races. I've been sat here. I've been waiting. I've been wasting away to nothing.
You've not missed a thing, mate. You've been at all the races. That's why we're back.
Yeah, that's true.
The story's
to be told. That's why we're back, baby. Yeah, this is the Pad Hoc. We're back again.
Do we remember how to do this? I'm not sure. We just talk like we normally talk, right? No?
I think so. And then we start talking about, is it MotoGP? Football? Rugby Union? I can't remember.
Sometimes you talk about all of those things anyway. So, golf.
Golf podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Masters Week. Yeah. It's golf.
No, it's coming back to me now. I hate golf. That's right. I hate golf.
Well,
Matters, play that... Play that beautiful intro and we'll get into it, because I think we've got a lot of explaining to do to people who are listening.
Oh, I should better do an intro, shouldn't I? Welcome back, everyone, to the panel. You've got me, you've got Nate, you've got Medis for another edition. But it's going to be a little bit of a different edition, isn't it, boys?
Yeah, me being Lawrence Barreto, who doesn't like to... He just assumes everyone knows who he is. He's that big time. But that's who he is when he says me.
Oh, yeah. Did I say big?
Well, this is his show. You know, we're just happy to be here. So
it's our show, boys. It's our show. And most of the time, it's your show, as in Men and Nate. And I'm just trying to chip in and try and stop you talking.
Well, I thought it was that, but apparently the fans have taken over and it's the fans' show, because we got pestered. Absolutely pestered. It's been, what, 2 months since we did an episode?
To be fair, I think the pestering has been very justified at this point. I don't know of any podcasts that have taken a 2-month hiatus. But we're breaking new ground, aren't we?
We are.
Well, we like to do things a bit differently. And so we thought we'd try a little bit of a break, mostly because Nate has been so busy actually working. Has been so busy actually working. And I've sort of been pretty busy actually working.
No, you've been a lot busier this year. I think that's the thing. It's an accumulation of all of us being a lot busier. F1 having that kind of couple of weeks where it went completely insane after Lewis joined Ferrari. Testing, the fact that all three of us, did those races, have been flying all over the world. Because usually I miss those. And then I think when one person's missed a race and isn't jet lagged, it's a bit easier for them to accommodate what everyone else is doing. And before we knew it, it was beginning of April, and we were like, guys, are we still podcasting?
Delighted. It's when we headed out to Australia, wasn't it? There was a tweet that came in of a whole poem that someone sent us that was March the 14th from Stjarno.
Which was nearly a whole month ago.
Yeah, that's when I was like, oh, we should really get something done. So at that point, we were like, yeah, we should do another episode. And it's still taken us a month to get to this stage.
Yeah.
But the important thing is, we're here, aren't we? We're here.
Okay. We are indeed. Here. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, you'll notice at the beginning, we didn't tell a joke. We're still going to do that from time to time. But we're going to mix things up a little bit. The starts are going to be a little bit different. But also, Medders and I have basically been, I suppose, dry running a new feature that we're gonna hit you with, Lawrence, straight off the bat, okay? Because I've got to credit two people for this. One who I don't know, one who I know very well. One is Carl Pilkington, who I don't know at all, who, of course, is famous for his work with Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant. He started this idea on a radio show in the UK. The other is Mark Van Bryans, who works for PA and is an absolute legend of a man, and was sat with us in the media center and basically hit us with a few of these through the weekend, and we all became slightly obsessed with it. And Medders and I were like, we've got to do this on the Pad Hoc. It's perfect for this show, perfect for just the fact that each one of them is hilarious, or like the thought process that goes into them is hilarious.
So you may well have heard of the show Blockbusters, or game show, where people would have to guess like a phrase or a thing, and they'd be given like the first letter of each word to then guess that phrase or thing. Well, Carl Pilkington nicked that and called it Rockbusters, and it was bands or artists, and you'd get this obscure clue, and you'd then have to kind of use that clue to figure out who the band or artist was. Well, Nate, what have we got now?
We've got, wait for it, Ad Hoc Busters.
Yes.
because we couldn't think of a more inventive name, but it rolls off the tongue a little bit, maybe.
You liked I'm that just gonna, when I came up with it in the Suzuka Media Center. I came back to your desk and I just said it, and you went crazy, and now look at you, downplaying my genius.
No. I'm downplaying the fact I couldn't come up with anything. Meta's hit me with it, and I was like, I just saw dollar signs in his eyes and mine. I was like, let's do it. So, I don't want to drag this out. We're going to hit you with an example one. I'll tell you what the answer is, and then I'll give you another one to guess by the end of the episode. But we do encourage you, if you're listening, if you've got one of these for an F1 driver, send them in. It doesn't have to be F1 driver even, but that would be helpful just because you give an initial. So, you ready, Lawrence? You listening?
No, I'm really at home listening? I'm definitely listening because I feel like that's a key thing I have to do on this podcast.
He's been out of the loop on this completely. We've not even
Yeah, true. Until now. If I was coming in cold, I wouldn't know what was going on.
I'm
so
nervous. I'm nervous. But let's go. Hit me.
This is nervous Lawrence is brilliant because he genuinely is scared. This reminds me of your stag when we kept telling you that you were going to be jumping out of a plane. And for days you were worried about it. I loved that. Right.
I didn't sleep for days, but anyway, continue.
So this is your clue. Bear in mind that this clue is about his name. Okay. So it's not necessarily giving away anything about the person. It's just the name.
Okay.
So, and I'll explain why that's important. So the German man is debating things. He really is. Do you want to hear that again? The German man is debating things. He really is. Now, that is that's a clue for a name of an F1 driver. I can give you the initials if you want them.
Yes,
I can see. Okay, so it's
JT. Rubbing his forehead.
Lawrence looks pained. I've never seen Lawrence look like this. So you got to think, the JT. German man is debating things. He really is. JT.
Okay. I mean, there can't be too much dead air because that's bad for a podcast.
No. So as promised, this one, I'll tell you what it is and then you can see if you can understand why.
Okay.
So JT, yeah. That's Jarno Trulli. Do you get it? Do you see it?
No.
So the German man is debating things.
No.
He really is. Truly.
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 He truly is.
Yeah. Okay. So it's that. And we were having so much fun with this in the media center. I mean, I've got a whole list here. Meadows will know some of these, but like, they're so much fun. And coming up with your own ones is also hilarious because we were literally sat there when there was that rained off practice session. We were just all sat there looking at our screens. You could tell all of us were doing the same thing of coming up with some of these ourselves. And a driver from any era doesn't have to be now. So I'm going to hit you with another one, Lawrence, and then we'll fight. We'll jump into Suzuka and you can just think about it. Have it percolate. Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This driver is. Oh, sorry. The clue for this driver is Judi Dench is stood on high. Judi Dench is stood on high. So, Meadows, how was Suzuka? We're going to let Lawrence think about it so there's no dead air.
Yeah. But Lawrence, if you get it, just shout it out.
Okay.
Which would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Maybe write it down if you want to, not forget the clue. And
I'll put it in the chat of our little Zoom.
Hopefully, listeners are screaming at their audio devices right now.
I'd be
love
impressed.
It if someone's
this one
on their like commute and they're on a packed train or something, or on the subway, and then they just shout out a random driver's name because they've got it and start laughing. That's the holy grail for us with this. That means we will have peaked and we'll disappear again for 2 months.
Yeah, and I mean, you can get the initials if you really need them, but I think it's more fun without to begin with because you're thinking of this one as well. Once you get it, you'll be like, I'm so annoyed I couldn't get that one. So yeah, I don't think we're gonna have Lawrence the rest
Marcus
of the show. He looks so perplexed.
Marcus Ericsson.
Okay, but what? Okay, so what's your thought process?
I don't know. I'm trying to think like the sun, like up high.
Yeah, but what is son. so what is Judi Dench?
M. She's M from the Bond movies.
She is M. What else is she?
She is.
What else is she, Lawrence?
I don't know. An actress. She's an actress.
She is an actress, and her prolific acting career led to something that Judi Dench is famous for.
Let's move on. Let's just keep chatting about
the he's feeling the pressure.
Okay. Well, not the pressure.
He'll get it.
He's
when he
leaning
gets
back
initials.
In his chair and everything. He's leaning back in his chair. Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about Suzuka for a bit. We'll come back. I'll give you the initials if you still don't have it.
Yeah,
I will reveal what it was.
That's why this game's so good, because the initials, generally, then you will guess the driver and try and work out how that fits the clue. And when you get it, that's the penny drops and much hilarity ensues. Suzuka was mega, mate. It was all the more fun because you were there. And
thank you.
You were embracing your first visit to Japan fully.
Yes.
You seem to be a bit of a cult hero among the local fan base.
I heard about this, Nate. Tell me more.
Yeah, so I've got a new nickname, lads, which is Big Boss. So we went out to a place in Shiroko, which is where we stayed. So first time in Japan, had an absolutely amazing time. My first time doing Australian GP as well. So basically had 3 weeks of a lot of like first time everything. And we went to this place in Shiroko, which was just this great sushi and gyoza like bar. And the Japanese are lovely, lovely people, but they can drink like absolute troopers. I never knew that about them, but they can drink as, you know, or at least they like to think they can drink. I saw a lot of very drunk Japanese people when I was in Tokyo. They absolutely love it. We were out drinking. I forget which night this was, Thursday, Friday, with this table next to us who were drinking, and we were playing this game where you basically roll these dice, and the dice that you the combination you throw then dictates the drink you get. So we were drinking a lot because I kept ending up getting the big ones. And this guy next to Mark Mann Bryans, who I just mentioned, who came up with this game, or at least revolutionized this game for us, was talking to the man on the table next to us, because they're very kind of small players, you're quite close together. And this guy was called Kenji, and he was with his wife, who was called Yoshi, or at least that's how he introduced her to us. And Kenji and Yoshi and their friend had taken a real shine to me. They were like, kept pointing at me and smiling and laughing. And just, and I kept talking back. We couldn't speak any Japanese. They couldn't really speak any English. Long story short, Kenji can speak a bit of English. And he pointed at me and says to the guys, he's like, this guy is big boss, big boss. And we were like, what do you mean? He was like, you're a big boss. And then he kept saying, like, he got the Google Translate out and he said, if your engine was in Formula One, it would win. Pointing to me, you know, my mass, my being.
And you tried and to keep him happy, ended... didn't you, with your response of, I'd finish second to a Honda.
Yeah, and he seemed very confused by that. I don't think he really understood what I meant. He maybe was like, really? No, I don't think you would, mate. I think you'd wipe the floor with Honda.
Not Big Boss.
So that was great. That was great fun. So yeah, Big Boss. And that became a name that I've been called about 400 times since by the lads who we travel around with, which was great because, I mean, it's a great name, isn't it? Big Boss. So if you see me in the street with Medders and Lawrence, everyone's going to be like, oh, it's Lawrence and Medders. Oh, and Big Boss. But yeah, Japan's amazing. And that's always been the event when you guys have gone out to it that I've had massive FOMO for. You know, you guys have been posting. Usually I mute the group chat we have and just ignore Instagram for ages because the pictures all look great. Like the chat's always about how much fun everyone's having. But also, away from all of that downtime at Suzuka, it just seems like such a cool place. And honestly, straight to the top of my list of places to go. Like the people are lovely. We went trackside. Unbelievable. Just, you know, sitting on the bit of the track that kind of goes over, you know, where the middle of the figure of eight. Just unbelievable. So yeah, I had a great time. And if anyone listening can get out to Japan ever, either for a holiday or for the race or for both, I'd recommend you do it. And and just make sure you have Google Translate with you. And if someone calls you Big Boss, nod and say thank you very much, Kenji. Appreciate it.
And, he said just call me Ken, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. Ken's probably not going to be listening to this, let's be honest, but I feel a pang of guilt about Ken because our friend Mark said at one point, oh, it's Nate's birthday tomorrow, which is a complete lie. I don't know why he said it. We're all quite merry at this point. It's like, it's Nate's birthday tomorrow. We're going to come back here tomorrow and we'll see. And Kenji was like, we will be here again. We will be here again. And we were like, oh, yeah, great. Oh, I'll see you tomorrow. The next morning, I was like, look, I don't want to go back. Like, one of the biggest pet peeves I have, I remember at university, would be when people try and go back and like replicate a night that was great from before. It's never as good. You're always like, you're just chasing like, and it's never the same. And anyway, I was like, I want to check out some other places in Scirocco. I think we left later. We went somewhere else. And I just had this image of Kenji sat there with his wife, with their friend, and their two kids who randomly were there, with a balloon that's like slowly wilting. And he's like, Nate, well, Big Boss will be here soon. And just never arriving. So Kenji, big apologies from Big Boss. I'm sorry.
That's the whole reason for this episode. It was the apologies to Kenji, who I'm sure is an avid listener, even though lived in Suzuka, wasn't going to the race, wasn't all that bothered by it, I don't think, but was taken with Nate, which happened a lot, Lawrence, I'll have you know, because you just don't care for us when you're away at races and you're too big time and you never come and hang with us anymore. Nate and I quite often, as part of a wider group, will end up having dinner together or something like that. And I saw on every occasion Nate being cornered or approached by locals who found him fascinating. There was many a photo taken with Nate, lots of Pokemon chat, and quite a few wrestling moves as well. So it was quite a bizarre experience.
That's another thing.
Dining with Nate. But Bretta, you missed it all because you're too big time.
Dining with Nate is a spin-off podcast I'm going to do at some point. I've noticed that you just don't really find many Japanese people who are bald. So I don't know if it's that. I don't know if it's about I've got a giant beard, because I feel like if you walk around Tokyo, you don't really see like a fully shaved head. There's a lot of people from the West do seem to look like this now. So maybe it's just my aura though. What do you reckon, Lawrence? What do you think it is?
Well, I find you fascinating anyway, so I can see why someone would want to talk to you. And I would also...
In what way? Like fascinating to look at? Or fascinating to be around?
To talk okay. to.
Yeah. No, I mean, either's fine. You know, it's big boss, like anything goes.
I'll be honest with you, and I hope this doesn't hurt your feelings. I don't find you fascinating. Yeah.
No, that's fine. I would be a bit... I mean, I find like... What? I find pictures of it... No, but like, I find pictures of a dodo fascinating to look at, or you know, pictures of Jupiter fascinating to look at. If Lawrence was like, I find you fascinating to look at, I'd be like, okay, well, why? Like, he's saying I'm some freak of nature, or I'm some like otherworldly entity that we don't understand, which I mean, you know, you could make that argument, I suppose.
I did though miss being in your presence, Nate, and your presence in London over the course of the weekend in Japan. You guys stay in Scirocco, I stay in Yokkaichi, which is about half an hour away probably. I've just been working two long days. You can get the violin out if you like, but the days have been too long, so I've not managed to catch up with you guys. So I will try and remedy that when you both come to Miami, because I know you're both skipping China.
Yeah, we are.
Chris Midland's got his hand up, so he's got a question for me.
I was having a chat with Will Buxton in the paddock on Saturday, I want to say, and
name drop.
I'm pretty sure he said how amazingly fun you were the night before, when you get giggly, slightly merry, happy, I love everyone, Barretto. Now that doesn't sound like a man who was working too hard. That sounds like a man who was having a good time.
Night one in Japan was an enjoyable night. Yes, it was nice to hang out with the team beforehand. But as you saw the next day when I was on air, I was in tip-top shape, so I hope
you
that
are
clarifies everything that you need today.
You're a consummate professional.
We never see him on air, though, so we don't know if that's true or not. So, listeners, if you watch F1 TV, if you spotted a slightly worse for wear Lawrence Barretta at any stage over the past 4 or 5 years, or do in future, please write in at the Padhoc on Twitter. And if you can supply proof, that'd be great.
Yeah, we want like short snippet videos, anecdotes. If you say Lawrence didn't even say Bottas's name correctly or something, we want to know. Because you're right, and this is what like is really. I always tell people, like we don't really see each other at work. Like I always see Meadows walking around the grid, when you're doing the radio show, I'll walk past Lawrence and you'll be talking to Ariana or Will or whatever, but you never actually really see a lot of this stuff. So when I see clips of you guys doing stuff, I always it's always great because, like, oh, yeah, like I don't actually get to, you see you doing it, but you don't see the final product a lot of the time.
Every time Nate goes on SportsCenter, it conveniently is at like 6 a.m. and on a channel that none of us can get, and none of us see it. And then he just sends us a still about how great he was and incredible it was, and that now all of America knows and loves him. And we just haven't been able to verify this. So,
But yeah, before you know, I'm just really good at Photoshop, and I don't even work for ESPN. Actually, this is some sad news. The sports cap, it's in dire straits. It's gone around the world with me, but I think I've worn it too much, lads. I've sweat too much in that sports cap because it needs a bit of TLC. So it's still going to be on the road with me, but I might have to up my hat game.
So do we just need to buy you a replacement, mate? That's all.
Yeah, I could buy a replacement. I could buy a replacement, but I feel like the original, you know, the original is the one that's been on SportsCenter. Maybe I just keep buying. Maybe I'll buy one every month and just, you know.
You've already got the replacement that says golf on it, and you never wear it. So that needs to be.
It's true. I do have that
in Miami, but... like Miami, Florida. They love their golf. So you can go an F1 race live on TV to talk to people about Formula One wearing a hat that says golf.
Well, I have just ordered a hat for Miami, which is a reference to something I loved in Japan. And I'm hoping it will arrive in time because it's coming from Sweden for some reason. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is. No, but it's something I kept talking about how much I loved this thing. It was in the paddock with me one day. But it's just great. And anyone who's been to Japan will know exactly what I'm talking about. Speaking of which, Lawrence.
I know what it was. No, do I? Pocari Sweat? No.
Yes. Pocari Sweat. Anyone who's been to Asia will know. And I have a Pocari Sweat hat coming for Miami.
Am I right in thinking you've only just found out the existence of Pocari Sweat?
Yes. So for people listening who don't know what this is, because I went on the first day I was in Tokyo, I went for a walk around the Imperial Palace, which was quite near my hotel. Nice. And the great thing, one of the many great things about Japan is there's just vending machines everywhere that are in pristine condition. They all work. And I was behind these two, they were American or Canadian from the accent. And one of them was like, oh, they've got Pocari Sweat. And he was like, Pocari Sweat, like, let's get like two of those. So I asked him, I said, oh, is that a good drink? And he was like, he literally turned to me and was like, dude, this stuff will change your life. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll buy one. Hit the button, came out, had a swig of it. And I was like, this is literally the best drink I've ever had in my life. I did feel like a changed man. I felt like my life, there's BPS, which is before Pocari Sweat. I had to think of my letters there. And then there's, you know, like AD, there's APS in my life. And it was right there in the Imperial Gardens in Tokyo. Unbelievable drink. Great logo. Great name. Loved it. So that's part of my personality now, is how much I love Pocari Sweat.
It's lemon and lime flavor, isn't it? Lemon lime.
Yeah, it's like an ion energy drink. It's like a better Gatorade, basically, I would say.
Ooh, it's delicious. Half our audience there, but I like the way that people come for this sort of insight. Behind the scenes at the Japanese Grand Prix or whatever, or 2 months, they must have some great stuff to talk about. And it's Nate's love of Pocari Sweat. But it is a great drink.
Yeah, to people listening, we will get back into talking about Formula One, but I feel like coming back to this show, we had to kind of just, you know, randomly talk about stuff, which is the point of the Pad Hoc Busters. Do you have any idea what that clue is, Lawrence?
No,
Judy Dench is stood on high.
No.
What if I gave you the initials of DH? Would you be any closer to guessing who that is? Very, very famous driver.
And if you get it,
the big dogs.
Before you say
the
name, think
about do you say?
On the big dogs. When you think about it, you've got to go, like, why does that fit before you say the name? Dead air's fine.
This is bad because like, I'm gonna I suck at this game. The only driver that I can think of with those initials off the top of my head is Denny Hill.
Oh, you're overthinking it, mate. You're overthinking it. DH, right. I'm going to give
David
you this.
David Hill. Oh, I got it.
Yeah, okay, you got it. So now you got to show you're working out. How is he? Judy Dench is stood on high.
So on high is the hill, right?
Yes.
And Damon, like James Bond.
Oh, my
no!
God.
Oh,
come on. Judi Dench is Dame Judi Dench, isn't she? So she's Dame on the Hill. Come on, man. I appreciate we put you under pressure there, but that was like James Bond. Dame on.
This week, you do not win Paddock Busters. But you listeners lost. That got it and got it much earlier, congratulations.
I'm getting so hot here. I can't tell you. I'm hot.
Honestly, so I cannot convey to people who are listening how different Lawrence looks to usually. Usually he is, as we talked about on TV, as composed as you like. I've never seen this in my life. You quite frankly, mate, you look absolutely frazzled by this whole
was quite stressed. Yes.
Well, but, lucky for you, Lawrence, we're going to let you get away because I have to record another radio show. So I'm going to cut and run on that terrible, terrible down note of yours. But Paddock Busters will be back next time we're back, which won't be in 2 months.
We'll be back very soon.
Got our Gunther Steiner special to do that we promised back in February. So at some point we'll talk about how sad it is that he's left Haas.
Have you called him yet, Medders, to try and organise an interview? That was your job, right?
I thought Nate was doing it.
Oh, maybe Nate was doing it. Nate, have you done it?
No. Lawrence, you said you would do it. You said you'd call Gunther.
I thought Medders was going to do it.
Great banter, it really is.
It really is good. Basically, the long and short of it is, Gunther is... our intention is to have Gunther on the show. Yes. We haven't asked him yet. We haven't made contact with him.
No.
I don't know why I spoke about him like he's an alien. we haven't made first contact with Gunther Steiner. But no, we can ask him in Miami. He'll be there. We'll see him.
Okay. We'll make it out.
All right. But for now, we'll call it quits there. Thanks to anyone who's still listening. Please follow us on our social channels at Paddock. You can read Nate's work on ESPN.com, my work on F1.com, and Mitt's work on Racing.com. And I promise you, we'll do this again within 2 months.
Dame on a Hill.
Network.